Welcome into Truck Talk, everybody. It's cutoff day for the 2018 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, the Brickyard 400 from Indianapolis. Hendrick Motorsports teammates Alex Bowman and Jimmy Johnson hold the final two spots in the playoffs at 15th and 16th positions, with only one race left. It's a race within a race between Johnson and Bowman for who gets that final spot. If a driver on the outside looking in were to win at the end of 400 miles at Indy. In off-track news that began earlier this week in significant fashion, it was announced that the defending Monster Energy Series championship team of Furniture Row Racing will be closing down at the end of the 2018 season due to lack of funding. The team, based out of Denver, Colorado, lost 5-Hour Energy earlier this year, which was a significant sponsor for the organization, and they were not able to find a sponsor in time to align with the deadline set forth from their counterparts at Toyota, along with their alliance with powerhouse Joe Gibbs Racing. So with the challenging news that the defending championship team is closing down, it has been announced that driver of that 78 and his crew chief, Martin Truex Jr. and Cole Pearn, both of those men will be headed to Joe Gibbs Racing to pilot the 19 car for that team. That presumably leaves Daniel Suarez without a ride at JGR in 2019. Nothing is official at this point, but it is speculated that Suarez could be headed over to the 95 Levine Family Racing team to take over for Casey Kane, who announced earlier this year that he would be retiring from full-time NASCAR racing at the end of the 2018 season. Kane, for his part, will be unable to race in this year's Brickyard 400 due to lingering health issues. He was dealing with heat exhaustion and dehydration following last Sunday's Southern 500 at Darlington. Doctors advised him to step out of the car for this weekend race. With the announcement that Kane will be retiring at the end of the year, it begs the question, will we see Casey Kane back in a Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series car? The news is significant for this weekend in particular because Casey Kane won the Brickyard 400 a season ago driving for Hendrick Motorsports. Regan Smith will be filling in for Kane this weekend in the 95. Looking at more news, back to on track. Other drivers who look like they may be able to have a shot to break up the Bowman-Johnson party for the final two playoff spots and put only one of the Hendrick drivers in, the three that you'd have to look at for sure would be Ryan Newman, Jamie McMurray, and Paul Menard, all currently on the outside looking in. A win at the Brickyard 400 is the only way that they can get into the playoffs. But those three drivers have done it before, winning previous iterations of the Brickyard to lock up their places in the playoffs. But it's worth noting this is the first time the Brickyard has been the championship cutoff race. It's also worth noting Team Penske, who has had so much success at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the IndyCar series, has yet to win in NASCAR at the famed Speedway. Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski, as well as Ryan Blaney, could give the captain his first NASCAR win at the Speedway later on today. Keselowski won the Southern 500 last Sunday, driving a throwback scheme for the captain, commemorating Rusty Wallace when he drove for the organization back in the 90s, is what the paint scheme harkened back to. Rusty Wallace, who is now a broadcaster for Motor Racing Network, called the Southern 500 on radio last week for MRN, and then after the race went down to Victory Lane to celebrate with Keselowski, Penske, and that number two team. A race that's shaping up to be exciting. No practice due to weather heading into today's race. How will that shape everything? And then you add the dramatics of being a playoff deciding race. What's coming after 400 miles? Who's in? Who's out? We'll just have to wait to find out. You can view this weekend's Brickyard 400 this Sunday, today, on NBCSN, the Xfinity Series race is expected to also air on NBCSN on Monday morning because of their washout of the Lilly Diabetes 250. I'll be back next week with a look ahead to the 2018 playoffs. Enjoy the regular season finale for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.